Forgiveness lies at the heart of just about every religious tradition. Buddhist compassion, Christian redemption, and the Jewish cycle of atonement or repentance, celebrated on Yom Kippur. Amichai Lau-Lavi leads services at New York's experimental Lab Shul. During this year's High Holy Days, he's been thinking about the words we use.
I think the word repentance, first of all, is a loaded and baggaged one for many of us, and the word I prefer is return, which is perhaps a more accurate translation of the Hebrew word teshuvah, which is indeed at the heart of this season. Teshuvah could be translated as return, reply, the sense of recircling and recycling and coming back to perhaps where we want to be the most. So if you look at the biblical notion of atonement and repentance and return, replace the word God with the word higher self. Replace the word repentance with the word return. And you've got a very sensitive, humanistic approach to simply giving us the break we need to forgive ourselves and to do better. My invitation to myself and to people in my life has been for quite a few years now to use this time of year, this precious season of transition from summer into the fall, as an opportunity to take stock of life, my body, my thoughts, my house, my relationships, and begin the year with a fresh start and a clean slate, if possible. The term High Holy Days is a very weird translation of the Hebrew Yamim Noraim, which could be the days of awe, or the terrible days, or the awesome days. I remember probably in my early teens being in synagogue with my father, you know, in the men's section, and outside the window of that synagogue in Jerusalem was some kind of a sculpture in the nearby park of a large dove that would rotate in the wind. And I remember standing there in the early part of Yom Kippur in the morning, looking out and making a deal with God, with whom even then I already had a nebulous relationship. But I remember saying, look, if you're going to make that dove turn its face toward me at some point today as it spins, that means I need to do what I need to do to be better, whatever the heck it was at 13 or 14. I'm sure it was, you know, masturbation and theft and whatever teen boys are thinking about. And just before sunset, before the end of Yom Kippur, that dove spun. And that felt magical. It was a religious moment of my own imagination. I think we are invited all the time into mystery and into our highest aspirations. We get caught up with so much of our emotions and needs and stuff. And this is the time of year to really say, what can I say goodbye to so I can say hello to something else? My attempt is to bring back the oral tradition. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the story of the birth of Isaac, who was born to a 100-year-old Abraham and a 90-year-old Sarah. Abraham is going to be talking about the joy of having a baby at 100, but he's going to be talking about his difficulty at forgiving God for making him barren for most of his life. And so the question is, can we forgive whatever our notion of God is for all the hardships in our lives, alongside all the blessings? And one of the places where I want to examine is, how do we begin with forgiving ourselves? In Hebrew, the word sin is chet, and it literally means missing the mark. I miss the mark all year long. I've started diets that I've dropped out of. I promise to do things on a daily basis that I have not done. I've said horrible things to people. I've sent emails I should have not sent, etc., etc. Of course, I mess up. We all mess up. Question is, what can I do about it? Am I going to consider these as guilt and, you know, whip myself to tears, or am I going to acknowledge them consciously and try and understand why this is so and what can I do better? And the process is a joyful one. It's a difficult one, but it's a joyful one. Here I am. I get to do this again.
Time evolves and comes to a place where it renews again.
Amichai Lau-Lévy is an Israeli-born Jewish educator, writer, and performer. He's the founder of Storytelling, Inc., and the spiritual leader of New York's Lab Shul.